B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Abby joins us this morning. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, guys.
What brings you to Morning Court?
All right. Well, I'm hoping you can help me. I can't tell if I'm crazy or if I'm overreacting.
All right.
My husband and I have been married 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Good relationship.
Good.
He's a great guy.
Okay.
His ex-college girlfriend just joined Instagram. And now everything he posts, she comments on or likes.
Okay.
Like every single post, like little heart emojis, likes. And she's always like the very first one to do it. Like it makes me think maybe she's got like a notification.
Oh,
on
my
him.
God.
You can have that?
Yeah.
Boy.
I mean, what? No, I don't know. I have no idea. I have
really?
No idea. Anyway, go ahead.
So everything he puts up is like. She's the first and most, right?
Yeah. And like, it could be the most mundane thing, like a drink.
Yep.
Okay.
And she's like, heart, you know.
Oh, God.
Oh,
but then
boy.
If I'm in a picture, nothing.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know. It's just like it bothers me, you know? And
well, look,
like,
is it's been going for a while, Abby? I mean, how, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just kind of...
Yeah, like months now.
Oh, then you're
okay.
At the limit.
I asked him to unfollow her.
Yeah. So you asked him to unfollow her?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd he say?
And he's like, nah, that'd be rude. Mm. Like, it's no big deal. You know, it's just social media. It's not like we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I told him my friend's miserable, you know? And it's like, yeah, I have exes that I follow, but I don't like, I don't comment. I don't obsessively watch their feeds.
Yeah.
There's a way to do it right.
I'm crazy.
There's a way to do it right.
Anyway, go ahead.
I don't think you're crazy. You sound like a normal person, you know?
Yeah, like, listen, I'm secure in my marriage, but I also know, like, half a dozen people have gotten, they seem like they were in good situations and they got divorced because of cheating. So I feel like, you know, stuff happens.
Listen, you wouldn't be wrong in saying that a lot of, I'm sure, those relationships start through social media.
Exactly.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
Before
heart,
you know
heart,
it.
Heart.
Yeah. So you think it's easy to be judged by it? I understand that.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I don't want people to think I'm being some paranoid person, but it just feels a bit like, I don't know, I just got this sense of it, you know? It just doesn't feel right to me, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to handle it.
I'm kind of surprised that your husband isn't as sensitive to it as you are. He just thinks you ought to let it go and not worry about it. Just an old friend who likes everything I put up.
That's right, who likes everything about me.
Yeah,
Don't make me get rid of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that.
So you got a simple question. And really, Abby, it comes basically down to, are you being overly sensitive about this person, or should you, where there's smoke, you know?
There's a heart emoji.
And you want to put that fire out, don't you?
Yeah, right.
Before it spreads. Well, Abby, you sound like a normal person to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think it's you, but I think a lot of listeners will have opinions about it one way or the other. You willing to just sit back and hear what they say?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'd be really helpful.
Okay, all right, have your husband listen.
Yeah, I know, really. Okay.
He might want to hear it too. Okay, Abby, so we're going to get the phones going. 888-410-1057. Is Abby right in her fear/paranoia, or should she just let it go? 888-410-1057. Thank you, Abby. Stay tuned, okay?
All right, thanks.
She sounds really nice. I like her.
Too
Abby's
nice.
Maybe that's it.
She'd be in Instagram jail, my husband.
He'd be in Instagram jail for
too many
likes. Either unlike her or whatever.
Just block her.
Block her. What do you say? Is Abby being paranoid, or does she have a point? Are her spidey senses telling her something? 888-410-1057. So Abby's going to be listening the next 30 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just tell her what you're thinking. That's all. That's what Morning Court is.
That's it.
I know what you're thinking.
Oh, yes, you do.
Let me see that phone. Give me the phone. I'll do it for you. I get it. All right. 888-410-1057. Morning Court's in session. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Steve Perry and O'Sherry. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court's in session. Today we spoke with Abby. Very nice lady. Wife. Mm-hmm. Over 20 years. Her husband's Instagram, she's noticed, has a lot of likes from this one lady that I guess they have a history with. Or
he does, right?
He does, yeah. Abby doesn't like it. Her spidey senses are up, and he won't unfollow her.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, don't worry about it. We're just old friends. Yeah. Don't be jealous or don't be ridiculous. What do you want to say, Katie?
I think she...
You think what?
Something similar. She should definitely trust her instincts.
Yeah.
Something similar happened. I saw a certain person commenting on my boyfriend's stuff, like, incessantly all the time. I mentioned it. It was kind of brushed off, and we broke up for other reasons, but they got together very quickly afterwards.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Okay.
I hope their TV blows up in their face.
That's just one person's idea, but...
So when you saw the that person liking everything with your boyfriend, you were suspicious, or you what were you feeling?
Very suspect.
Yes.
And I also felt crazy for mentioning it, right. But it ends up that I wasn't crazy. So
look at that.
And then he probably gaslighted you by saying, "What do you? That's absolutely untrue."
That's what Abby's husband's doing.
And then you run into them together at Applebee's or something, and you're like, "Whatever."
All right, Katie, you good though? Other than that, these days, you good, Katie?
Oh yeah.
Oh good.
Glad to hear.
Life's good.
You sound good.
Yeah, she's better off without him.
I mean, listen, she's saying what Abby doesn't want to hear, but it's
it's true.
She has to hear. Okay, thank you, Katie. Have a great day.
Bye.
All righty. Let's say hi to, is it Fred? Fredo?
Yeah.
Fredo.
What's going on, guys?
We're just dying to hear what you have to say. All the way from Maine. We got a man from Maine calling.
All right.
What do you say, Fred?
Well, if it makes her uncomfortable, then he should unfollow her or, you know, do unfriend her. I'm not an Instagrammer, so I don't know how that all goes. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
So, but if she is uncomfortable with that situation, he needs to just, you know, get her off that list or whatever you want to call it, because it's probably not going to end well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly.
He's got decisions to make, that's for sure.
He knows what's up.
Thanks,
boyfriend.
Fred. Yeah.
The husband.
Well, he knows that it's bothering her, so why won't he do it?
Because he likes somebody liking all the things that he does, because he's a guy.
But he's like, oh, look, don't be paranoid. That's his, what he's saying. All right, 888-410-1057. So far, definitely Team Abby at this point.
Maybe there's somebody Team Husband.
I'm just curious if anybody thinks she's being overly paranoid. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today for Abby. She's getting a little concerned with this ex, her husband's long time ago ex, who's recently divorced herself, just liking.
Yeah.
Everything that her husband puts up. And she says, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Spidey senses up. But should they be? Alana, what do you say?
Well, now that I know that she's divorced, I think Abby is correct to think what she does, because, I mean, the woman probably doesn't even have a life, and people just get jealous of, like, what other people have. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe she thinks that's the one that got away. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
But I think Abby's right, and her husband should block her.
I think that when you're the ex-girlfriend and you friend your ex on Facebook or Instagram, all you do is lurk. There's no liking. There's nothing. That you just keep, see what they're doing, judge them silently, and walk away. That's a perfectly normal relationship, right?
Lurking? Yeah.
Lurking.
So you lurk.
Yeah.
And then, but once you start engaging...
Don't loiter.
Don't loiter.
No loitering around.
No, but
you can lurk, but
lurk,
don't loiter.
Yes.
See you over there.
Yeah,
just
I think
sitting down.
I mean, guys like to have their ego stroked.
No, we don't. That's a myth.
What?
We like to have our egos.
Oh my God, are you kidding
no.
me? You're so right. Can I just tell you, reason that he's keeping this this Instagram thing going is because he has this person who likes every single thing he does. oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's so nice. And he's
Alana,
eating
enough about
it up.
That. What do you think about Bob?
No, we don't need that.
He's really nice. Good, isn't
he's
he?
He's so good,
no,
isn't
no,
he?
No, we
I mean,
don't
he's
need
wonderful. He's yeah. smart. He's
you can
handsome.
Tell him. We won't say anything.
No.
Okay?
Alana, they're pulling.
Just between you and me, Alana.
I'm sure he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure that, you know, they have a great marriage and stuff like that. But, I mean, don't, like, he shouldn't be that stupid.
Right. I agree.
He shouldn't be that stupid.
Yeah, not you, Bob.
No,
Bob, you're
you.
Smart.
No,
you.
Bob.
You are something
thanks,
else.
Thanks, Alana. Oh, and listen, you don't need to say that. You need to like everything I do. People will get
oh,
suspicious.
I do.
Okay. All right. At this point, I'm telling you, Abby came to morning court with some concerns. I don't think we've done anything to make her feel other than vindicated.
Yes.
I mean, she's got
to feel good, but
nobody
we've
has
validated
said,
her parking.
Yes, we really did, because nobody has said, don't worry about it.
This is going to be a tough conversation to have with her husband.
Well,
he says, I'm not going to unfollow her. They need to go to marriage counseling.
He's got decisions to make. You think they should go all the way to counseling?
If he's going to say no.
If he's
like, I'm going to stay friends with her. Boom.
Yeah. Wow.
And then the counselor would be like, unfriend her.
And the bills
that's $100
at the desk.
Please.
Yeah,
that's not bad, right?
You're not wrong. 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, yes. Morning court is in session at 829. We talked with Abby today. So her situation is very basic. Her husband of 20 years is on Instagram, and she's noticed that an old flame is new on Instagram and just likes everything that her husband puts up. So, what's up?
Her antennas.
That's what's up.
Yep.
And Abby doesn't like it. You know, there's a country song called Abby, and her name is Abby. Have you ever heard that?
No, Bob.
Oh, it's good. You know what it stands for?
What?
Her name is Abby. Anybody but you.
Anybody
isn't that good?
Anybody but you.
Anybody but you.
Now I'm going to have to look this up later, and it's going to be in my head all day, so thank you.
Well, just saying. Her name is Abby.
All right.
Anybody but you. So what would you suggest for Abby? So far, people think her suspicions are right on. So let's see. And we start with Amy. What do you want to say to Abby, Amy?
I have a dear friend in L.A.
Yep.
Who told me he's loved me since I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
He's married.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's not happily married.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
We have a secret message thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because we refuse to not be friends because she doesn't want us to be friends. She had a fit when I started posting positive stuff for him, and I was posting the positive stuff because he was feeling so bad about his relationship.
Well, Amy, look, I'm not to interrupt, but you're telling Abby everything she doesn't want to hear, basically.
Yeah.
I know, and I'm really sorry about that,
okay.
But my point is,
yeah,
wouldn't she rather know about it than have it going on the down low?
What's happening with you?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We're not going to do anything
okay.
because he's in L.A. and
yeah.
he's responsible for a lot of kids.
Okay.
And right. and so we're not going to take it anywhere.
Okay. All right, Amy.
And
okay.
I'm just saying,
thank
better on the upload than the download.
All right.
Okay. You better be
wow,
up.
Wow, that's upload. An emotional
and you're awesome.
Thank you.
I listen to you
well,
and laugh with you
that.
Every
I mean,
morning.
You know. Okay,
bye now.
Thank
bye.
You. Thank you.
Courtney, what do you want to say to Abby this morning?
I just wanted to say to Abby that I think her significant other should respect the way that she's feeling, regardless of the situation. I mean, this is a girl that he hasn't had contact with in so long. So what does it matter if you unfriend her?
Right.
You know, I think that
right.
you should respect your significant other's feelings and make them feel comfortable in the situation no matter what.
Exactly. It's really
yeah.
down to that.
Well, I guess her husband thinks she's being paranoid and like, oh, so I got to lose a friend because she likes my
yeah,
stuff.
Actually you do.
Okay.
Yep.
Help me out.
Choose.
Hand me the phone
yes.
for you.
Yep.
Courtney, I'm not saying that's where Abby's feeling. I mean, that you've actually probably made Abby feel great
right
about it. Okay, so he's got to make a decision.
He's got some choices to make.
He does.
He's got to think about stuff.
Okay. All right, Courtney, good stuff.
Thanks.
Thank you, Courtney. Morning, Courtney.
Ha ha, that's hilarious. Okay.
That was significant.
Okay. Bye, Courtney. Dylan, what do you have to say today?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Any advice for Abby?
Yeah, so I think that her husband should definitely block this woman. I don't think by unfollowing her is going to do anything, because this woman can still like him. So he has to block her.
That's a total block.
I mean, there's no reason for this.
Wow. Yeah. Abby for the block.
Yeah.
Circle gets the square there. All right, Dylan.
Nothing good can come of this.
No, he's got it. Look, 20, you know, it's not
20 one. Years. I mean, yeah. You think, same
exactly.
old Ritz crackers.
Listen, I mean, I've been married for 20 years,
yep.
and, you know, there's, and I have some of my ex-girlfriends, you know, on Instagram and vice versa. My wife does as well. And I know that we always get jealous of each other when somebody, you know, likes us or she, you know, somebody likes them. So there's just nothing positive can come out of this whatsoever.
I agree. Yep. All right, Dylan. Look at that.
Look at that, Dylan, with the truth
He's
bomb.
Lived it. Laying down the truth bombs. There it is.
You know it.
Thanks, Dylan. Have a great day.
All right.
Let's say hi to Shannon. Hi, Shannon. Any advice today for
hi,
Abby?
Dad.
Hi.
Abby, get rid of him.
Yeah, oh, get rid
of him. I had a similar situation
get rid of
with
who?
Facebook.
Get rid of who?
Husband.
Oh, my
get
God.
Get rid of her husband.
Oh,
just jettison him? Like,
wow,
that's it.
Dream.
Yeah, I don't trust it at all.
You don't try. You don't like it. Shannon's not
no,
like
Shannon
it.
No,
I don't like it. No.
Dang, Shannon's
so
not.
I had a similar
not just
situation with Facebook. This woman who was a bartender kept commenting on everything, and I said to my husband, "You got to get rid of her." Oh, we're just friends. You're being paranoid, and now come to find out, he's living with her.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I don't trust it. Shannon.
Gosh.
Shannon.
If this woman doesn't get off of the list, Abby needs to get rid of her husband. I'm telling you.
I told you, Bob.
Dang.
This
is pretty heavy.
Get rid of her off the list.
Okay.
It's not normal.
Well,
right.
Hi, Shannon. How are you doing these days? You all right?
Oh, I'm doing great now, but it was a rough road.
I'll bet
right.
it was. Man. All right. We'll pass it on. Thank you, Shannon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See, we had a lot of calls like that from Shannon, people who've lived
yeah.
it, and go with your guts.
Yep. You think everything's fine, and then all of a sudden... somebody's like, oh, you're so wonderful to your husband. And you're like, get out of here.
And he's living with a bartender.
Right?
Just like that.
Beat it.
Okay. So I would say we've reached a consensus. Abby, if you're feeling it, your husband does have a decision to make. Right?
Okay, you're being way too, like, cool.
Huh.
Abby.
Okay.
You need to tell your husband to block this woman. Or you're going to go to marriage counseling.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't, it means he respects her more than you.
Well, listen to what Sue has to say. I'll give you last call, Sue.
Thank you so much. I don't think anyone's mentioned it yet. But, Abby, if I were you, I would go on my husband's account, and I would email this woman under his name and tell her, this is my man, find your own.
Whoa. That's my favorite line from Goodfellas. Janice Rossi is a whore.
Okay,
find your own.
All right, now, we don't know this.
Oh,
we don't know this. All right, Sue.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm just saying.
All right,
if it worked for Karen, it can work for you.
Didn't work for Janet Rossi, I think.
Janice Rossi.
Janice Rossi.
To be.
All right. There you go, Abby. You know what to do. Okay, right? Trust
right.
your gut.
Yep. And then go eat something to make it feel better.
That's right. All right, it's 8:36. Great morning court today. I think Abby knows what to do, so we're going to move on from that case. And moving on to dirty laundry.
Yeah, we're going to have a little laugh at Conan O'Brien's expense.
Good
because
stuff.
He's wrapping up a show. We got some fun stuff from
also,
him.
Those Guns N' Roses tickets. We'll see if we can get a winner coming
good.
Up. Yes, indeed. It's 8:37, just a gorgeous day in Boston. A high of 75 and sunshine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.